Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so glad you're on the podcast today. As we kick this off, my wife Laura asked me just a couple of days ago what my favorite book or books of the Bible are, and that's a really hard question. Usually it's whatever I'm reading in the moment, whatever power routines or my devotional is pointed out. Usually that's where I'm at. But if I had to pick a handful of books, Philippians definitely would be in the top four or five list. Philippians 2 is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. And one of the reasons is because it continually challenges me. It reminds me that the primary focus of my life, the primary goal of my life, the primary aim of my life ought to be to become more like Jesus. I love how practical Paul is. In chapter 2, he says, "Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had." I love that phrase, to take an interest in others. I found that really helpful. This is what love looks like, and this is what the love of God looks like when it is active in our lives. We begin to look out for the interests of others. That's part of becoming like Jesus. What I've found is it's really impossible to love others without looking out for their interests. You can give without love, but you cannot love without giving. Here's what I mean by that. When someone says, "I really love my kids," the way that they prove that or the way that they back that up is by giving them their time. When someone says, "I really love my spouse," the way that they prove that or the way that they live that out is by backing that up by giving them their attention and their priority. This is what loving like Jesus looks like. You become more loving when you become more giving of yourself, when you become more generous with your time, your presence, your attention. See, every time you're a giving person, a change takes place inside of you. Every time you're generous, your heart moves another tweak up on the dial to become more like God. You become more loving every time you give. You become more loving every time you're generous. And ultimately, you become more like Jesus. Philippians 1 says it this way in verse 11. Paul says, "May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and much praise to God." Now, I know in some ways this sounds simple and basic, but it's extremely countercultural. In our world, the society does not tell us to give. Our culture is always telling us to get. It's all about me. It's about me, my stuff, my needs, me, me, me. We have a me problem. Most people are tuned in to WIIFM radio. What's in it for me? But if we want to become like Jesus, and we're called to be like Jesus, we have to be generous with ourselves. When you're generous, it gets the focus off of you so that you can stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about others. So today I want to close with the verse that we started with, Philippians 2, verses 4 and 5. "Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had." And that's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for me, that we today would become more like Jesus. Let me pray for us as we do that. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Help us to have the same attitude of Jesus that he had, that we would put the needs of others in front of our own, and that we would serve them as best that we can. We give this day to you. Help us to become more like you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.